Simen Shin Chavav, Sif Tes. Now, the olden days, there are certain types of soaps or cleansing items that are used that would cause a person's hair to fall out. And therefore, there would be an issue with using them on Shabbos of glazes. Glazes, like shearing the wool of a sheep, and the same issue with one removing his hair from his body, or from a beard, or cutting one's nails on Shabbos. And the Mechaber says that one can wash paniyav, raglab's, face, hands, and feet on Shabbos, which are the parts of body that you're allowed to wash on Shabbos, with things that do not remove one's hair, mixed together with things that do remove one's hair, as long as the majority is from things that do not remove one's hair. The Mishnah Berurah explains that nobody's trying to cause themselves to lose hair. The question over here is, psikresha, even if you're not mechaven, and we pass from David Shem Meskaven as mutter like Shimon. However, if it's a psikresha, if it's certain that a melacha is going to happen, then it's also to do it on Shabbos. So the things that remove hair, those things are psikresha, they're certainly going to remove hair. If the majority is of things that don't remove hair, it's mixed together, the majority is of things that don't remove hair, so it's not a psikresha, so then it's mutter. So then you can use these things to wash your hands, face, and feet, even if somebody has a beard, or the hair on his head, doesn't have to worry, as long as he's careful not to schita on his sar, not to squeeze his hair on his head, or squeeze the hair of his beard, it's fine. Rav Moshe happens to point out in the tshuva that schita sar is only isur schita drabanan, so as long as one is not doing something that it's certainly going to cause his hair to get squeezed, he doesn't have to be so nervous about it, just do a good, careful job. And the Mechaber is saying here, you don't have to worry about hair falling out, unless it's a psikresha. Sif Yud, the Mechaber says that you can wash your hands with mursan. Now mursan is like the bran of the grain. And what the Mechaber was worried about over here is that your hands are wet, and the mursan is going to get mixed, the bran of the grain is going to mix the water, and it's going to be a problem of lush. It's like a gibel, it's mixing together in like a lumlacha of lush, similar to like making a dough. Imagine making like oatmeal, instant oatmeal on Shabbos, mixing together the water with the solid of the oats. It's a problem of gibel, a problem of lush. And the Mechaber is saying, you wash your hands with mursan. Now the Mal explains to the Mechaber, because gibel kalachia, it's not the normal way to do lisha, it's klachya with the shinoi, and therefore it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that not that ilchatchila should be doing gibol with the shinoi necessarily on Shabbos. We had in Siman Shin Chav Dalet, it's not so poshut about doing gibol with the shinoi on Shabbos unless you pour the water onto the bran or whatever it is before Shabbos. But over here, you're washing your hands, then you put mursan on your hands, not directly putting together the mayim with the mursan. It's just using your wet hands to touch the mursan, which is a form of soap they used it as, to clean yourself. So this whole complicated way of doing it, it's very far-fetched, it's not really lush gibel, it's gibel klachyad or even less, and therefore it's mutter, even lechatchila. Apparently mursan is not something that makes your hair fall out, and also it's gibel klachyad, and therefore it's mutter. There most says the one's not allowed to wash his hands using melach, using salt, as like a cleansing agent. And the reason is, Mishnah Berurah explains, because the salt's going to melt, and it's a problem of moilah, that you're taking the solid salt and liquefying it by mixing it together with the water. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says to wash your hands with mei melach, with the water that's mixed with salt, that's mutter, because it's already liquefied. The Ramah says that it's not just with melach, the same thing, and even more so with beiris, the type of soap they had, and other types of chelev, different types of animal fat, that these things melt when you make them wet, and therefore it's a problem of noila, it's a problem of moila. Mishnah Berurah says, similar to Risa Shalag Vabard, you're not allowed to smash snow or ice on Shabbos, because it's a problem of moila, you're taking the solid and liquefying and making it into liquid. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham brings the Shulchan Gibayim with those iron makel over here. That's not similar to Risa Shalag Vabard, because the other reason is, because it's Xera Otu Schitas Peris, squeezing fruit, that you squeeze certain fruits for the liquids, Shalag Vabard, also it's aimed to be made into a liquid to make it into water. As opposed to these types of soaps and fats over here, they're not meant to be used as a liquid, they're meant to be used in a solid form, as a form of soap. And therefore, our paiskim, the Aramaiko, that has no problem with using them on Shabbos, it's not similar to Risa Gashalot Vabard. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Tiferes Yisrael, the R soap, which is even softer, Tarama Machik, similar to wax, it's the problem that you're going to make a smooth layer, smoothing it. That's why we don't use bar soap on Shabbos, because the problem of Areach Lamachik, which is the real Malach on Shabbos, even if it's not your Kavana, it is a psikresha. And the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to be careful about this. Besides the fact, Mishnah Berurah says that the beiris, that type of soap they had in the old days, was a psikresha to make hair get removed, that we probably don't have nowadays, we still have the problem of Machik with the bar soap. Interesting to point out that the Ramah talks about using chelev, using animal fat as something, as a form of a soap. The Bir Alocha brings from the Bir Agra, and the Bir Agra helped even during the week, one should not use animal fat as a form of soap, because the problem of Sikh Gashtia, since now I eat this fat, chelev is also achila, who then the Sikh Gashtia wants now to shmir it on himself, and even though the Ikra Alocha, it's not like that, really, the place going not like that, and the Menage Olam is not to worry about it. The Bir Alocha does say that if you have the option of using a soap that's not made from osodic animal fats, it is better to be machmir on this.